This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's relationship intervention.
My 15-year-old daughter, she's going through her first breakup, and they were together for like over a year. So he gave her a necklace for their one-year anniversary, except his mom called me. She actually asked if he could have that necklace back.
Here was your advice that you gave Mick's mom, Aria, yesterday.
You gave this to this girl because you loved and cared for her. And now because you're choosing to walk away from the relationship, I mean, it's not like she's causing you any problem. And now you're going to double back and try to hurt her even more by taking something that you gifted to her? No.
Yeah, the girl doesn't have to give the necklace back, but I just don't understand why she'd even want it.
Oof, and so many of your texts said, keep the necklace. It was a gift. Don't give it back. That's what I said, too.
Aria is back on the show. You heard the advice yesterday. You heard the text messages. What did you decide to do about the situation?
Yeah, you know, a lot of different opinions there, and we considered all of them. So thank you. At the end of the day, I'm surprised. She said, screw it, and we returned it. She said,
oh,
it reminds her of him anyway, and it's an ugly necklace anyway, and we sent it back.
Touchdown. That's what I was thinking. It's okay. Like every time she looks at it, she's going to think of him. Yeah, get rid of that.
Wait, no. What I was trying to say was, if the daughter doesn't want it, then fine, get rid of it. But the fact that the daughter was crushed made me feel like she wanted to keep it. And if she wanted to keep it, it was her right to do that. The ball was in her court. But if you're telling us that she said, nope, I don't want any part of this, I don't want to look at this necklace,
yeah,
then she did the right thing. She gave it back.
You know what? She was the bigger person, I think, in this. And it took a little nudge from someone else, but I think it just made her see that, I mean, she just doesn't want anything to do with that now.
No.
She's learning some hard lessons here, but also growing up there, like, yeah, you know what? I realize I don't really want that anymore. Forget it. Don't want to have that drama.
That's it. Moving on.
And Aria, how is she feeling about the breakup?
You know, I think she's kind of like, maybe giving that necklace back kind of helped with the closure. Like, really, now she's kind of moving on and
sure,
done with it. But
yeah,
I'm there for her to go through all the feelings. So
yeah, right. And that's
right,
what you need to do, because those waves of grief, and she's grieving a relationship that ended, are going to come and go. They're going to be strong some days, and then they're going to go way out to sea. You don't see them for a while, and they could come back up. But look, I think about Marie Kondo. If you're looking at an item and it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it.
Done.
So she made it pretty simple then to decide and give it back. Good for her. You've raised a confident young lady, and she is going to be okay. I know you know that, but just keep reassuring her of that.
Oh, thanks. But I will say, if I do hear that necklace being given to another girl, there's going to be trouble.
There's going to be
Mama Bear's coming in.
Well, if he's thinking he can do that, my gosh, Rico Suave over here, it's probably a small school. People are going to figure out, hello,
you can't just
give it to somebody else.
Sounds like another relationship intervention. Can you give jewelry to somebody else that you gave to someone that gave it back?
Oh, I bet people have done it. I bet they have.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Aria.
I know
you're dealing with your daughter, who's probably still not in the best of moods. So thanks for bringing this to relationship intervention. I'm glad the Mixed Moms were able to help you out and sway you one way or the other here.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Aria.
And for everybody else, if you have a problem like this, maybe it involves your kid, bring it to relationship intervention.